This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John and Tammy.
Yes.
If you get this text at night, what is your first thought? Here's the text I got.
Okay.
You in bed? Question mark.
Okay. Well, my first question would be, who's sending me that text?
Well, just think if you get that text in any circumstance. Isn't that a little like hook-up-y, like a Tinder date would send that to you?
Because if my daughter texts me at 9, are you in bed? It means she probably is assuming, since I wake up early, that I'm in bed, but she still needs to talk to me. If my girlfriend Sam asks that, I'm hoping what you just said is what's happening. But if my mom texts me that, it could be a myriad of different texts.
Who sent it?
Yes.
By the way, if you say, are you in bed, is a different connotation than you in bed, question mark. That is such a
okay
connotation.
I got
that text last night from our boss, Scott.
Oh!
And I said, no. Also, weird text to get from your boss.
Yeah.
Good. You should say that. And also, stop texting me at after 9 o'clock. I produce a morning show. Not all of us are maniac workaholics like you are. How about you text him back that?
Why is
it bothering you after... What?
It was only 7. It was fine.
Why did I think it was after 9?
I don't know.
I said dark. It was dark.
Well, okay. Anyway, so what are we fired? What's happening?
No, everything was fine. It's just I was like, buddy, that's a weird text to send to your
female employee.
Yes.
Or any, even male for that matter.
Sure.
I guess I'm in bed, Scott. Why are you?
Weird. Unintentionally inappropriate text, whether it's from your boss or somebody else. I mean, we've all got them or accidentally sent them and went, ooh, that came off wrong.
Yes. Totally understand what you're saying.
So now this is not to be confused with sending the wrong text to the wrong person. Like when I sent my sister Gina, can't wait for that massage later. And it was actually my masseuse, Gina, not my sister. She's like, okay, ooh. Or when something happened to my phone, probably an iPhone glitch that accidentally sent my mom an emoji of an eggplant. But either way, we're talking about texts that are seemingly innocent, like maniac boss Scott's to you, but
they
appear inappropriate.
They come off so wrong.
All right.
Sure.
Unintentional inappropriate text. By the way, what did he want? What was he bothering you for at 7 p.m.?
Oh, he had this grand idea for you guys. I can't wait to tell you about
it. Okay. All right.
That's usually what it is he's on his way home from work, and he has to talk to me about whatever grand idea he has for you guys.
Oh, I know one that I sent my son that came off really wrong. My youngest son was dealing with an illness, and I was texting with him on how he was feeling the next day, and he was talking about it, and I said, boy, I said, you have to take care of yourself. You eat some soup. And I said, I wish I was there to nurse you.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Like, be your nurse.
Yeah, but you shouldn't send that to a son that you actually nursed at one time.
No, so bad.
I mean, I've heard there's very healing powers in breast milk. 833-287-1037. Yeah, I didn't mean it to sound weird, but it did. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Producer Jessica got a text message last night from our boss that simply said, "You in bed?" Now, he didn't mean anything weird by that. He's wanted to run something by Jessica at 7 o'clock, which is an odd time to go to bed for anybody, no matter what time you wake up. However, it could still be construed as
a little weird.
What is the last time you sent or received a text that was deemed inappropriate, but you swear you did not mean it to be inappropriate? Or the person that sent it to you was like, "Oh, that sounded weird, but it wasn't supposed to be weird."
Mandy in El Cajon.
So I sent one. It wasn't super inappropriate. It was just funny. And it actually happened last night. So when I play phone tag with somebody, you know, back and forth, miss the call, get the call, whatever. Last night I sent a picture of a running emoji and then the poofs of smoke behind me. Because I was like, "Oh, yeah, tag, I'm running away from you." And then I thought about it and I'm like, "You probably thought I was farting."
Oh.
So hang on for one second. There's a poop with smoke emoji?
No, yeah, a poof.
A poof.
Yeah, a poof of smoke, John.
A poof of smoke. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I was like, "By the way, that's me running away from you. Tag, you're still it." And she's like, "I thought you were farting."
Oh, so you read your own inappropriate text correctly. Oh, no, I better change that right now.
Yeah, so we both had a good laugh.
Thank you. Take care.
Have a good morning.
I have one to share that was between my husband, Kurt, and our daughter, Morgan. He was using voice to text, and you know how sometimes that can miss a word?
Oh, yes.
And she got the message, "Hey, Daddy, did you have any trouble with your laundry yesterday?"
What do you mean, like, "Hi, honey"?
No, it was, "Hey, it's Daddy," and somehow it missed the word "it's." But her response was, "Yeah, don't ever call me Daddy again."
And understandably so. Just file that into texts you do not want to get from your father. Well, last week we were all saddened about the news of Dolly Parton's 60-year marriage coming to an end when her husband Carl Dean passed away. Dolly reacted with a beautiful, from the heart doesn't even begin to explain the message in the song that she wrote for her late husband. Gonna warn you, it might make you a little blurry in the eye department, if you know what I mean. It's coming up at 8:05, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.